Exclusive Roger Marshall, war zone at U.S.-Mexico border worse than what I saw at Poland-Ukraine border. By John Binder on May 23, 2022. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, one of only 11 Senate Republicans who voted against a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, says the war zone at the United States-Mexico border is much worse than what he witnessed at the Poland-Ukraine border. While visiting the U.S.-Mexico border over the last few days, Marshall exclusively told SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Daily in an interview that the human tragedy he has seen from human smuggling to drug trafficking is the most threatening situation facing Americans, not the war in Ukraine. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, May 23, 2022. We've already done more than all the rest of the world has done. Marshall said of his vote against spending another $40 billion in American tax dollars on the war in Ukraine. We have 107,000 American troops on the front NATO line. Meanwhile, the biggest, the most threatening situation right now from a national security standpoint, is the southern border, he continued. We need to spend $25 billion right now to fix this border. I'm calling on Joe Biden to come down and see for himself what's really going on, Marshall said. It's a human tragedy. This place turns into a war zone every night. In fiscal year 2022, which began October 1, 2021, about 5,300 pounds of fentanyl have been seized at the border. Last year alone, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, seized 9.6 million counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl. This is more than the number of counterfeit pills seized in 2019 and 2020 combined. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, official Ann Milgram said last month that there was enough fentanyl trafficked into American communities last year, via the border, to kill every American citizen. The war is the fentanyl. That's the real war here, Marshall said, along with just the gang members and the terrorists coming across the border. Meanwhile, illegal immigration has hit record-breaking levels under President Joe Biden. Since taking office, the Biden administration has released more than 954,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, a foreign population larger than five U.S. states and twice the size of Miami, Florida. Marshall said that compared to the scenes at the Poland-Ukraine border, which he saw firsthand weeks ago, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is much worse. So I just was at the Poland-Ukraine border 3 weeks ago, and the sea of humanity I'm seeing here, at the U.S.-Mexico border, is much, much worse than what I saw, Marshall said. Just the volume of people, the crisis going on. I'm a physician, I've done humanitarian work all across the world, he continued. I shouldn't be emotionally disturbed by what I'm seeing, and what I've seen these past 4 days, at the U.S.-Mexico border, just literally makes me want to vomit. It's so horrifying. Marshall also said that foreign nationals have continued to pile up on the Mexican side in preparation to rush the border as they believe Biden is ending the Title 42 public health authority that has stemmed waves of illegal immigration over the last 2 years. In April, Trump-appointed Judge Robert R. Summerhays announced he would block the Biden administration from ending Title 42. Late last week, Summerhays issued a preliminary injunction against Biden's efforts to end Title 42, blocking the policy from being eliminated. This has been like the gold rush, people waiting on the other side for May 23rd, Marshall said. They don't know that the courts settled anything, they got the fast signal from Joe Biden for everyone to come across the border. You're going to get free food, free health care, amnesty, come on everybody. For weeks, they've been told to come on May 23rd and they're going to rush the border here and overwhelm the Border Patrol officers. They're going to rush the border this week to tie up the Border Patrol officers. And then meanwhile, 2 miles down the river, the drugs are coming across, Marshall said. While Democrats and Republicans alike, along with Biden, focus their attention on sending American taxpayer money to Ukraine, federal dollars have been diverted from the southern border even as giant holes remain in the border wall. There was money that was appropriated that Joe Biden diverted. There are huge holes in the wall that weren't finished, contractors have been sent home, Marshall said. We were paying them $40,000 a day to not build the wall. Joe Biden wants this crisis. He wants to reshape America in his image. He thinks that these are future voters for him, he said. He wants this crisis. They're willing to take a political hit now to get more future Democrats across the border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.